stay. Hallelujah. Church, listen before we read. Listen carefully. Even the secular government, they recognize the importance of children. They need to give them the desired attention. They decide to declare a day, Children's Day. Hallelujah. That even the secular world know the importance of giving attention to children. It is only normal that we who are more revelated than even they are should give better attention to the children than they do. It is needful for very obvious reasons. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, it says, and that is our theme, it says, train up the child the way he should go, and when he grows up, say, he will not depart from it. I believe it. Very impressionable minds they have, and it is what you teach them that they will live by. That's why those who have their children at home, father and mother, every day they are always fighting. The children will grow up to think that fighting is normal. So anywhere they go, you see them fighting. Let me do as mommy and daddy they do. See? Because that is what you are teaching them. There is formal teaching and there is informal teaching. And informal teaching is more effective than the formal teaching. That is influences that are picked around. And that's why when you grow up, the father is a smoker, a drunkard. Every day you come and sometimes even send the little child, go to that beer parlor there and buy me beer. Before your children, you are smoking and drinking. They will grow up to think that it is good. If you like, sit down and say, hey, Johnny, as you see me, they smoke. So if you grow, no smoke, or smoke, no good. He will look at you as if daddy want to prevent me from enjoying something. You are enjoying it. Say, I cannot enjoy it. Papa, na lie. That goes, I must smoke. That's the truth. Praise God. Little influences. You don't have family altar. All that you show your children at home, to keep them at home, to relax, is you are showing them cartoon. They pick these influences from the television so easily. See? Hallelujah. I was sitting down one day, and my son came one day and said, Kiko, Kachu. I said, what is this? What is this? And he said, they say he watched it in a cartoon. So he's doing what he watched. Praise God. Very, very important. Very, very important that we put an eye on them. When Joseph was a little boy, 4 years old, I was still in service. And I came home one day, and I just opened the bed. I was asking, Where is Joseph? I climbed upstairs to my bedroom. As I opened the door, he took my service pistol and pointed it at me. Daddy, answer! I will never forget that day. I will never forget because the pistol was always loaded and cocked. It was only on the safety catch. So if you release the safety, you shoot. That's all. So if it was not there, maybe he pressed it, I don't know. And he stood and he was serious. I said, put that in there. He said, shut hands up. And I did like this. I put up my hand. I said, hey, if I put up my hand, I surrender. And I tell you, put down your gun now. He said, okay. And I collected my gun from his hand. Where did he see how to shoot a gun? The things we exposed them to. I went to Pastor John Paul's house one day, and the little daughter he had, they were playing a tape, musical tape, and then she was singing all the songs, word for word, letter by letter, everything from one song to the other. All of a sudden, she sat and I was singing, and I was just admiring this child. And I asked John Paul and his wife, I said, how come? He said, all the songs here. I said, it is because you play those songs regularly in the house. You see? If you were playing Yahoo, 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 which one will she be singing? Yahoo, 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 Yahoo. Amen. There used to be a song that used to be popular in those days. Children will sing it. I'm mad, I'm mad, I'm mad, I'm mad, I'm mad, I'm mad. You are mad, true, true. Who are they copying? Michael Jackson. I am mad, I'm mad, I'm mad, I'm mad. Don't expose the children to that. Amen. Attention must be given to the children. Our own way of stressing that, we to declare a day every year as our children's day. And more importantly, Matthew chapter 18, there's something the Lord used the children to also teach us. And then we hand over to the pastor in charge of the children's church, or the overseer of the children's church. Verse 1, Matthew 18. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him. Who did he call? Somebody shout, a little child. Yes, a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted. Except, definite word, except. That is no option. No any other way. Except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever, therefore, shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso, amen, shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. Now, let me quickly use a few minutes and explain these scriptures, because not too many people understand this scripture. Because it is the attempt to demonstrate this scripture that when the Pope of Rome lands any country to show everybody that he's a lover of little children, they will bring one small child, then he will carry the small child and kiss. They say, oh, he's a lover of little children because the Bible says so. That is not the meaning. It's English, so please listen, it's grammar. Listen carefully. Let me read it again. Verse 3. He said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Except you be converted and be as the little children. What is the identity of a child? Number one, their identification. Character. Eh?
Forgiving.
Ever forgiven? Uh-huh.
They can't keep malice.
They cannot keep malice. Uh-huh. Eh?
Ever cheerful.
Ever cheerful. Uh-huh.
Always learning.
Always learning. Uh-huh. Eh? Very loving. Very innocent. Very humble. Very obedient. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And ever believing. Ever believing. As long as it is daddy or mommy that say it, they believe. Hallelujah. And he said, every one of us must be comforted and be like that. Now, the next verse. The next verse. Verse 4. He said, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he said, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And now verse 5. Whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. What he's saying there is, anybody that humbles himself like a child, and you receive that person, you have received him. It's not receiving little children on the streets. When a man or a woman humbles himself, he's so converted until he's ever cheerful, ever forgiven, no malice, ever believing, every time free-minded. He's just anywhere like that. Innocent. Everything you see around him is just free. Nothing inhibiting him in any way. He said, when you receive such a person that has come down as a child, he said, what do you do? He said, you have received me. Let me read on. Praise the Lord. Now verse 6. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones. Which little one? It's not this little one sitting down here. Anybody, anyone that will offend anybody that has converted and decided to live his life like a child. That is the warning there. That's the warning there. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. When somebody decides to relate with you as a little child should relate, in all honesty, in all humility, in all open-mindedness, and you take advantage of that, and you cause that person to stumble, Christ is warning us, it is better that they tie a grinding stone upon your neck and put in Atlantic Ocean so that you sink there and die there. He said that type of death is better than the punishment that is awaiting you. And I say this because there are so many of us Christians that have stumbled people, not only out of fellowship of the church, but even out of Christianity by the life we lived. They believed you to be a Christian. They believed you to be a servant of God. They believed you to be a prophet, a pastor, an evangelist. They sold themselves out to you only for you to hit at them. To recover is difficult. When you do that, he said, it is better go and commit suicide than what God will do for you. Verse 10. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that now, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now verse 10. You know when you are reading the Bible, it's Revelation. He was talking about how you should humble yourself. Church, listen, it's Bible we are looking at. It talks about how you should behave like a child. But in verse 10 now, he began to talk concerning the child that was on his leg. He was not speaking about the child now. about the child now. And he said, take it that you despise not one of these little ones. He was coming back to the child he was holding now. For I say unto you, that in heaven, their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. He said, don't despise them. Don't just think that they are little children, and then despise them. And so many of us have despised little children, and God's blessings pass you by. I always want you to know something. Hallelujah. There are some talents that are inborn. There is a child that maybe a prophet is born. For instance, a prophet is born a prophet. There are some children that even right from when they are 1 year old or so, they will stay and they are seeing vision. And they'll be telling you some things. You say, hey, shut up. That's what he said. He said, don't despise them. Don't despise them. When you begin to see your child behaving unusual, pay more attention to that child. Don't despise them. God can use that little child to bless you. A sister testified in one of our Wednesday meetings that 4 years old, when she was pregnant, 4 years old, she would come to the mother, place hand on the womb, without the mother telling her that she was having problem with that pregnancy. She will come and lay hand on the womb and say, Mommy, don't worry. You deliver your baby safely. And begin to pray. And begin to pray. She will say, where did this one get that type of sense? That's what he said. He said, don't despise them. Hallelujah. Don't despise them. That person you are despising may be the one that will turn your family around for good very soon. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And that's why today we can learn so many things from the children. If the Bible says that these children have their angels, then it means today God is going to use their angels to bless us. So when they come here today, don't just switch off and say, all these little children, make them finish cooking, make them close to go. Don't despise them. One word that a child may speak and you will say amen, maybe all God will use to change your life. Somebody. Hallelujah. But above all, learn from their innocence. Learn from their humility. Learn from their composure here today. And bring that to your spirit man and let that help you. With that, I declare the Children's Day open in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, and we want to start by cutting the Children's Day cake immediately. Hallelujah. And please, Pastor Thomas. Please come forward. You're going to join us before the whole church.